Eldon in Iowa has a roofing question. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I have organic shingles that's on the house right now, and apparently they're not supposed to be put on in Iowa, I guess. So they're starting to break down, and they're rabbit earing, and they're spacing real wide and that type of thing. I wanted to know, can I go over the top of an organic shingle with something else, or do I have to do a complete tear-off?
Well, how old is your roof right now, Eldon?
It's actually only 10 years old.
Okay. And is the house 10 years old, or is there more roofs underneath that?
The house is 100 years old.
Okay. Hmm. What's underneath the shingles layer you have now?
Nothing.
It's a single layer. Okay.
Yeah.
And let me ask you, how long do you think you're going to stay in this house? Will you be in it for more than the next 15 or 20 years?
Yes.
All right. Then what I would recommend you do, and it has nothing to do with whether the shingles are organic or not, but I recommend that you remove that old layer. And here's why. When you put multiple layers of roofing shingles on a home, the initial layer adds a heat sink to that sandwich, so to speak, and that can more rapidly deteriorate the new layer of shingles because you're basically holding more heat against them. You know, asphalt shingles are oil-based, and when you evaporate a lot of those oils that are in the shingles, they can, you know, have a shorter life. So I would recommend that you remove the first layer so that you get the full life of the new layer of shingles.
Well, thank you very much. You answered my question.
You're welcome, Eldon. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. And, of course, on the flip side, if Eldon had responded that he was going to be in that house for the next 5 years, well, then it wouldn't really matter if the new roof lasted 10 years or 20 years because he's not going to be there to enjoy it.
You should still do the nice thing for the person who's buying your
house. Yeah, but I mean, it's an economic question.
True.
And if you're going to be there for the life of it, then you can get the complete return on investment for removing that first layer.
Although I will tell you, when we looked into what our town required permit-wise when we were thinking about replacing our roof, they said that if we left the existing shingles on and went right over, we didn't need anything. But if we took it off and started, you know, from the foundation of the roof itself, the substructure, then we needed all sorts of permits, which
that's,
I think is so
that's
weird.
Really intelligent, yeah.
I think that's sort of, so it's like there you get penalized for doing the right thing.
Yeah, do the right thing and punish them for it.